Nearly one in every four Kansas public defenders quit last year, fed up with low pay, lousy benefits, and crushing caseloads representing criminal defendants who have nowhere else to turn. The head of the state's public defender agency says it's the highest resignation rate she's seen in more than two decades. Nomin Ujiyadin of the Kansas News Service reports on a budding crisis.
Blair Loving says his time as a public defender in Garden City was a legal education he'll never forget. At one point, he was juggling the fates of 68 people charged with crimes.
I really enjoyed it, actually, to go from being a brand new law graduate to having 13 hearings in front of a judge in one day was definitely a baptism by fire.
But in November 2017, he quit.
There was really no opportunity for advancement other than punching a clock for a certain number of years. I wanted to be able to see the fruit of my labors.
Soon after, Loving started working for a private law firm in town. But more than a year later, the Western Regional Public Defender Office still hasn't found someone to replace him, instead contracting with a private attorney to do the same work for a higher price. It's a pretty common story. Every year, full-time, salaried public defenders leave their jobs at the Kansas State Board of Indigent Defense Services. Since July, 16 out of 93 defenders have quit. The state can't find enough people to replace them, so it has to rely on private attorneys. Kansas saw 31,000 indigent cases last year. Almost 15,000 of them were assigned to private counsel, which increases costs by more than 40% per case.
The agency is in crisis.
Pat Scalia has headed the agency for more than 20 years. She declined multiple requests for an interview, but she did testify at a budget hearing at the state capitol in February. She told lawmakers that workloads in some offices are so high, they've had to stop taking new cases entirely.
Every resignation in some way, shape, or form says, I've got student loan to pay, I want to buy a house, I want to get married, I want to start a family, I'm having my second child.
Scalia wants the legislature to add $500,000 to the public defender budget. She says it'll make salaries more competitive and motivate attorneys to stay. But Ruslan Ivanov, another former public defender, says he didn't quit because of the pay. He made about $54,000 a year. Prosecutors working for city and county governments often make more, and attorneys in private practice can charge hundreds of dollars an hour. Ivanov often worked on 60 to 90 cases at once.
I did the very best I could each time. I was usually pretty exhausted.
Sometimes Ivanov worked 7 days a week. He did a lot of work that's usually conducted by investigators, like tracking down and interviewing witnesses. His Wichita office only had one investigator between two dozen attorneys. He agrees the agency needs more funding to fulfill a constitutional right. The Sixth Amendment guarantees a defense attorney for everyone.
We should be concerned about whether the playing field is even. If they want people to stay who obtain experience and who become better attorneys, it would make sense to make the workload reasonable.
Rosalie Joy of the National Legal Aid and Defender Association says that workload can slow down the legal process for defendants.
Public defenders will tell their clients that in order to really properly represent them, that they're going to need to ask the judge for more time so that they can conduct a proper investigation and develop a proper defense.
The longer it takes to go to trial or work out a plea, the longer a low-income person can sit in jail. The question is whether more money will help. If the legislature gives another $500,000 to public defenders, that's only enough to raise salaries by a few thousand each. If that's enough to convince attorneys to stay or hire new talent, remains to be seen. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Nomin Ujiyadin in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.